Okay. Starting Hilchos Purim this week, we're starting with the halachos of Dalet Parshiyot. Even though for some reason, most Mishaburas put Seder Dalet Parshiyot in Hilchos Chanukah, it's really, I think, belongs more in Hilchos Purim. That's why I waited till now to do it. Okay. Seder Dalet Parshiyot. There's a lot of hard things in Hilchos Purim, and you have to get through them. The stuff you want to get to at the end, well, the mitzvahs of the day is all the way at the end of Hilchos Purim, so let's get through these dinim and understand them well, and we'll get through them together. We'll, Bezrat Hashem, finish by the week of Purim, and Meretz Hashem will give a test at the end of it, so start chazzing right away. Know the halachas well. Okay, here we go. Seder Dar Padal Parashim and Tafresh Pehe. Rosh Chodesh Adar Asamach Menisa and Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay. Sorry, before we start. So, Dal Parashios, there's four Parashios that we have to read. We have Parashios Shkolim. Parashios Shkolim we read on the Shabbos Samach L'Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read it on Shabbos. It falls out in the middle of the week, so we mocked him into the Shabbos before him. We read Shkolim on Shabbos. Part of Shkolim is to remind us of the Machzis HaShekel that Klal Yisrael brought. Why do we want to read it at Rosh Chodesh Adar? Like the first Mishnah in Mishnais Shkolim says that they're Mashmim al Shkolim is Rosh Chodesh Adar. They started announcing that it's a time of the year to start bringing your Machzis HaShekel. They started announcing that on Rosh Chodesh Adar. The reason why you bring the Machzis HaShekel then is because the Machzis HaShekel was given to the Truma in the Lishka. It was given to the Beis HaMikdash, and they used that money for the Korban Tumin that they brought every day. Okay? And that Korban Tumin was brought by the money that was in the Beis HaMikdash. And every year, starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you had to bring it only from the new coins that are brought that year. They couldn't use it from the old Truma. Therefore, they had to start bringing the Shkalim already at Rosh Chodesh Adar. They brought it during that month, and therefore they would save it up, and that would be for the new Truma that they use for the Korban Tumin. Okay, that's the reason why we read Parshas Shkolim. That's the reason why we read it. Samach le'Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then we get to Parshas Zachar, which Parshas Zachar is going to be obviously the Shabbos that is close to Purim. Okay, really Shabbos, Parshas Zachar doesn't have to be read then. It's as Mrs. Asay Daraisa to hear Parshas Zachar. Okay, to remember what Amalek did to us in the Midbar. Okay, that's a mitzvah midaraisa. And Mordechai and Esther were samach of that she said we should read it close to Purim in order, because also Haman was from Amalek, and therefore to remember that. Parshas Paro. Parshas Paro is read the Shabbos that's closest to Parshas HaChodesh. And we'll see soon that Parshas HaChodesh is read the Parsha that's closest to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Parshas Paro will be the one in, before then. Okay, so what is Parshas Paro? Parshas Paro is the Parsha of the Paro Aduma. Why are you reading the Parshas Paro Aduma at this point? Because reading Parshas of Paro Aduma right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan to remind us that we have to become Tahor before we bring the Korban Pesach. Since the Korban Pesach is going to be brought on Pesach, therefore we have to remind ourselves this, therefore we read Parshas Paro right Samach L'Nisan. And then finally, Parshas HaChodesh we read on the Shabbos at Samach L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And according to the Mishnah Berurah over here, this long Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph, they all went through, he says the reason why we read it, you look inside, it says, Haravi is Parshas HaChodesh. It says, B'Shabbos HaSamach Rosh Chodesh Nisan, K'day L'Kadesh Chodesh Nisan. D'Yichtiv B'Torah HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Since we want to make Kadesh Chodesh Nisan B'Kriya, even though Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh we normally do B'Peh, and we're Mekadesh Chodesh in our normal way, nevertheless, we also want to do a B'Kriya before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is considered Rosh HaChodeshim. And therefore, we want to read it then. That's according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Nemetzol over here, Dibur Maschil, Lizikaron, he brings out a different reason. He says, the Parshas HaChodesh near the Tiknua, Lahazkir, Litzibur, Dine Pesach Matzo Omar. Kedichtiv Rashi on Mishnah Megillah, Rashi is not Mefurish over there. But if you look at Rashi over there, he's Merames to this, that it's coming to remind us over there. Because not only in Parshas HaChodesh do we mention Rosh Chodesh, but it also goes through then all the parshas of Pesach, Matzah, Marah. Mentions Korban Pesach, talks about the din of Matzah and the din of Marah. And therefore, we also want to read that before Pesach time, Therefore, that's why we read also Parshas Chodesh. We have two reasons why we read Parshas Chodesh. Lamaisa, these four Parshas, the Dal Parshas, there's usually, in most years, 5 weeks to read them. Therefore, you have to skip 1 week. You're not going to read anything. Usually between Zohar and Paro. But depending on the year, it's different. And sometimes there could even be 6 weeks during this period of time. And therefore, you would have to skip two Parshas, which there will not be a special Parsha that is read. Okay, now let's see all these dinim inside. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Samach L'Nisan, Shchal Yos L'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the first possibility is when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So it falls out on Shabbos, so Korim Parshas Shkolim, you read Parshas Shkolim on that Shabbos. Shiki Sisa, Adva Sisa Kiyar Nechoshes. Umafter Vayichros Yo Yodo. Umotzian Gimel Svarim. If it falls out on Shabbos, you have to bring out three Svarim. Why? One for Parshas Shavua, one for Parshas Shkolim, and one for Rosh Chodesh. The Achas Kori Parshas Hashavua. The first one we read Parshas Hashavua. The second one we read Rosh Chodesh because it's Tadir. Ubishlishi Kori Mafter be Parshas Shkolim. Third one you're going to read in Parshas Shkolim. If you forget to read one of the Parshas in the right time, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkan Beis in Irishavu Karo a Parsha Min Yanu Shal Yom. Towards the middle, the end of Sifkan Beis. In Irishavu Karo a Parsha Min Yanu Shal Yom. Ein Lo Tashlum in the Shabbos Abayi. If you forget to read it 1 week, you don't have Tashlum, you can't read on it, you lost out. Okay, so in this week, we already had this also by Hanukkah. When you have three Sefer Torah, you go like this. You read the first Torah, six Aliyahs. You have six Aliyahs in the first Torah. You say Hagbah and Galila, you put the second Sefer Torah next to it. Hagbah and Galila, without Kaddish. Then you read for the second Torah, one Aliyah. That's the seventh Aliyah that you fill in for Shabbos. For Shabbos, you need seven Aliyahs. So when you have the end of the amount of Aliyahs you're supposed to read for that week, that's when you say Kaddish. So you say Kaddish after you put down the third Sefer Torah next to the second Sefer Torah. You say Kaddish, say Hagbah and Galila, and then you go ahead and read from the third Sefer Torah, which is Parshas Shkolim. Yeah? Okay. I don't know. See Beis. B'Shabbos Shnia Motzian Beis Svarim. The second week, when Parshas, right now we're still talking about Parshas Shkolim, fell down in Rosh Chodesh Adar. B'Shabbos Shnia Motzian Beis Svarim, you bring out two Sefer Torahs. B'Echad Kori Parshas Shavua. U'B'Sheni Kori Zohar Et Asher Asa L'cha Amalek. You're going to read Parshas Zohar. U'Mafter Pakati Et Asher Asa L'cha Amalek. B'Shabbos Shlishi Siv Gimel Shu Tes Vav Ba'Adar Mafsik. And the third Shabbos over here, you're going to be Mafsik. You're not going to read anything at Shabbos. U'B'Shabbos Dalim, the fourth Shabbos, Shu Kav Beis La'Adar Motzi and Beis Svarim. You're going to take out two Svarim. Bechad Kori Parshas Shavua. You're going to read the Parshas Shavua. U'B'Sheni Kori Parshas Paro. U'Mafti V'Zerakti Aleichem Mayim Tohorim. Once again, it's for to remind us to get Tor for the Korim Pesach. V'Ayin El Sim and Kuf Lam and Zayin Siv Hei. And then Siv Dal B'Shabbos Chamishi on the fifth Shabbos, she koftes ba'adar, which is going to be the last Shabbos in Adar, motzi in beis svarim. We take out two svarim. Bechad kori parshas shavua, and one we read parshas shavua. B'sheni chodesh azalechem u'mafter barishon bechad lechodesh. You can read parshas chodesh. That's all when Shabbos fell out. Rosh Chodesh fell out Shabbos. Now we're going to move to when Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week. See, hey. Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar Asamach L'Nisan. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls, that one that's closest to Nisan, meaning other Beis, not other Aleph Toch Yimei Shavua. We read, by the way, other, we would have gone and have the second other. It's Machlokas in the Gemara, Machlokas in the Rhyme. We do the second other. It says the reason is why? Because you want to be Samach Geulu of the Geula. You want to have the Geula of Purim next to the Geula of Pesach. Rav Nevin Saul explained why, what's the point, what's the pshat, why we have to have what's Samach Geulu of the Geula. Because the other opinion says, Ein Ma'avir Nal Mitzvos. Maybe that's a better Svara. Rav Nevin Saul says, no, you want to be Samach Geulu of the Geula because Dafka, because Purim comes around, and if you look at through all the Megillah, it doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You could really look at it, and you could see, wow, this is a beautiful story. It's a nice story. You could have any novel tell the same story. Maybe it has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we all know it has something to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we want to be Somech to Nisan, which is the other Gula, which is Mitzrayim. We saw outright miracles over there. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Yad Ramah, Yad Chazakah. And therefore, we see all the miracles really come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even nature comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we want to be Samach Gula L'Gula to remind us, don't think for a second that Purim is just nature and nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to see by Nisan, by Pesach, that it's not true. Therefore, we want to be Samach then Gula L'Gula to remind us that also the story of Purim happened directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like this. Chodesh Chodesh Adar, Samach Nisan, Tochim Yeshua. So, the closest other that falls out in the middle of the week, V'afilu be'erev Shabbos, even if it falls on Friday, which is a machlokas in the Gemara, but even if it falls on Friday, we paskin makdim l'kros parzah shkolim b'shabbos shalofanov. We paskin them b'makdim parzah shkolim to the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. U'mafsikim b'shniyah. And then the first Shabbos on Adar, now you're going to be masik. You're not going to read anything that week. K'deshi parzah zocher b'shabbos Shabbos asmucha l'purim l'fanah. Because we want parzah zocher to be the closest Shabbos to Purim. Therefore, you're going to have to be masik the first parsha, the first week of Adar. Vimchal Purim be'erev Shabbos, and Purim falls on a Friday, makdim in the cross parsha zocher b'shabbos lefonim. Even then, we're going to be makdim to read parshas shkolim on the Shabbos beforehand. Okay, parsha zocher the Shabbos beforehand. I'm sorry. Hayomim shoroi likbo b'hem rosh chodesh Adar. So now, for some reason, we have to go through all the simanim to explain this how you were going to remember which Shabbos to be masik on this. So it seems like it's very difficult, but it's not hard at all. So the days are roi to have Rosh Chodesh Adar are Zabdu. It's Shabbos, Yom Rishon, Yom Revi'i, and Yom Shishi. They're the only days that Rosh Chodesh Adar could fall on. This year, it falls on Dalet. Then Yom Revi'i is Rosh Chodesh Adar. So Zabdu, v'simen l'shabbos ha'sasaka, and the simen for the when you're going to be masik is Zatu, Bav, Dad, Uvav. Kolomar, what does that mean? Kishachal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, which is Zayin, which is the Zayin Shabbo. Mafsikin b'chamishasar. So when's it going to be the Shabbos? You're not going to read anything. It's the 15th. So what's the simin? Zatu means Zayin when it falls on a Shabbos. Tezvav is when you're going to be masik. Ukishachal b'yom beiz. When it falls on Monday, masikin b'vav. You're going to be masik on the sixth day of Adar. B'vav bo. The simon, what's the simon? Vav, meaning bays. When it falls on Rosh Chodesh, falls on a bays. Vav, the sixth day of Adar is when you're going to be masik. You're not going to read anything. Ukshechal, b'yom dalad. When it falls out on Wednesday, masik and b'dalad. You're also the dalad, the fourth day of Adar. You're going to be masik. Well, the simon dat. Ukshechal, b'yom vav. And when it falls out on Friday, masik and b'shtei shabbos. So you're going to have to be masik twice. Bays bo, the second of Adar. Uvav bo. I'm sorry, Ted Zayin Shabbo, which would be the 16th. V'simen u'vav, meaning vav, when it falls on Friday, beis and yudvav, which is Ted Zayin, you are masik. Okay, now let's get to the dinim over here of Parsha Sachar, Parsha Parah, which you have a lot to understand here. Yesh Omri, Sheparsha Zachar, Parsha Parah, Adum, Chayavim, Likra, Midaraisa. There are those who say that Parsha Zachar, Parsha Parah, are Chayim, Midaraisa. So Ruba, the Ruba, the Possum, hold it, yes. Parshas Zachar, your chayiv middah writes to the here to the lane. Well, our Parshas Parah, as the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Tezvav, Mishnah Berurah says the harbi achorin katvu she parshasu einu middah raisa. And if you look in the Ber Hetev over here, it brings a whole list of them: the Maril and the Bach and the Gra. All of them hold that really Parshas Parah is not the raisa; it is only middah rabbanan. It's only middah rabbanan. So roll posting all the middah rabbanan. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach writes that really Nikar didn't behold. It's only middah rabbanan. Nevertheless. The Arshit is the oldest meal, the Raisa, so we are more Machmir by Parshas Paro than by Parshas Chodesh and by Parshas Shkolim, but nevertheless, it's not as Chomer as Parshas Zachar, which Ruba the Ruba Poskim hold. It's mid the Raisa to read, and some even say to read with the minion of the Raisa. Anyways, therefore, Lefikach. B'nei ha-yeshuvim she'ein lahem minion. The people of the Yeshuv that do not have a minion, tzrichin la'vo l'makom she'esh minion b'shabbos ha'salo. You have to go to a place that has a minion for these weeks. Lishma parshios aleilishum b'shem midaraisa. Since there are midaraisa here, you have a chiv daraisa to hear these parshios. Therefore, even if you don't have a minion in your city, you have to go to a place that has a minion. In iashel la'lo, if it's impossible for them to come, mikomakom yizaru likrosim b'neginasam b'tamam. Nevertheless, they should at least be able to read them in the tune and the right trop in the correct fashion. Okay. So let's see here. Mishnah Berurah Sikkun Ted Zayin. So it says over here, three lines Zayin. V'hinei b'trumas adeshin. So v'hinei b'trumas adeshin katan nishmiyas kriyas parsha zachar ba'asara odiv yoter v'mikor megillah b'tzibor. The trumas adeshin writes that hearing parsha zachar with 10 people is even more important than mikor megillah b'tzibor. Why? Shemikra Megillah das Rov Posking Saigib is Manu B'Yachid. Because we're going to see later on that Mikra Megillah das Rov Posking can even read B'Yachidus. Valkinim, Yashar Lakaim Shneim, you're Lakaim Parshas Zachar. Better to go ahead and read Parshas Zachar. However, the Magen Avraham argues with the Truma Sedeshin of Magen Avraham Mitzadeh did Tov Yoter, Shiavala Makam Shikarna Megillah B'Tzibor. It's better to go to a place that's going to hear the Megillah B'Tzibor. Why? Who Parshas Zachar Yotzi Alpia Dechak Mashish Makri B'Purim. By the Kriyas HaTorah, you're going to hear about Purim. Vayavo Amalek. You'll be Yotzi with that. You'll be Yotzi Parsha Zachor with that, and you'll at least get you get a minion when you get when you hear the Megillah. You're going to remember by some lake, you'll be Yotzi or Chov over that. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not like this Magen Avraham so much. The second line down in the second column is of Alanias Daiti Iker Dinar Shal Magen Avraham Tzorach Ian Dehaksi Bat Torah Zachar Et Asher Asah Asher Karcha Baderach Vayizinim Achibecha Timche. It has all these things that says in the Pasuk over here by the Parshas of Amalek that we read by Parshas Zachar. We cannot forget what Amalek did to us. We have to tell it to our children and for generations. The parsha that we read on Purim by Amalek does not have this inyan of Zechiras Amalek. It just mentions Amalek, the war of Amalek. But it does not mention all these things that we have in the end of Parsha Kisisa that talk about the actual Zechiras and Mechias Amalek. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah does not accept this Magen Avraham so much. Ooh, sorry about that. He does not say, he does not accept this Magen Avraham to read those parshios. To read Vayav HaMalek to accept your chiyuv. However, even if you do not accept this Magen Avraham, nevertheless, all the posts would agree. If for some reason you're not here, Parsha Zachor, at the time of Parsha Zachor, you could be Yotze if you have in mind when they read the Mafter of Parsha Kisisa, and you hear the Parsha of Zechiras and Mechias Amalek at that time. At that time, you'll for sure get it in over there. So if you don't, you're not Yotze then, or we'll get the woman. If a woman can't come at the time of Parsha by Parsha Zachor, at least you can fulfill your Chiyuv over there at that point. Okay. Also, since Parsha Zachor and some say Parsha Para is Daraisa, there are certain things that one has to be mocked in. Number one, as Mr. Burrow points out over here in the Mr. Burrow we just read in Tezayin, and also we talked about this in many other places in the Chabura, when you're Mekayim and Mitzvah, you have to have in mind what you're Mekayim. If you're Mekayim and Mitzvah Daraisa, you have to have in mind, and right now, being Yotzi and Mitzvah Daraisa. If I'm Mekayim and Mitzvah Darabonim, I have to have in mind I'm only being Yotzi and Mitzvah Darabonim. Therefore, your kavanas of what you're doing is very important to know whether you're Mekayim, Mitzvah Daraisa, Mitzvah Darabonim. It's if it's a Safek, you should have in mind that it's a Safek. And you want to be Yotzi, whatever the Chiyuv is. But if it's a Mitzvah Darabonim, you have in mind that you're Mekayim, Mitzvah Daraisa. You could be over the Isra Bal Tosif. And also, Lehefech, you could be over the Isra Bal what?
I'm all right.
That's fine, that's fine. Thank you. You could be over the Mitzvah Isra Bal Tigra. If you're Mekayim the other way. So therefore, one has to be Mekayim to know what he's Mekayim, and the Bal Kori has to know what he's Mekayim also at the time. Number two is that the Bal Kore of Parsha Zachor for sure cannot be a Katan. And even if he's not a Katan, many, many are Makbid, that he should not even be a Bar Mitzvah boy. A Bar Mitzvah boy, he should until he's Yamali Sifkano, until he's got a full beard, or he's right to the age that for sure he should grow a full beard, and he's 18, 20 years old, then, and only then, he should read Parsha Zachor, and not before then. That is many, many poskim are Makbid on. Very interesting, I guess there are Mekilin, because when I was Bar Mitzvah Parsha, well, Parsha Zachor, and interestingly enough, I read Parsha Zachor in the Shul. I read Parsha Zachor in the Shul, and my Bar Mitzvah. The Rav, in an indirect way, found out, made sure that I had Simonim, but the Rav, he let me read, so therefore in the Shul, I read. But I guess ever since then, they were chozer both from that psak, because in the shul lately, I was there once in a Parsha Zachor, and they were a Bar Mitzvah. The Bar Mitzvah boy read, but they made also a gadol after and read Parsha Zachor again. So therefore, I don't know, I guess there are some Mekilim, but nevertheless, it's for sure, most people are makbid, for sure, a Bar Mitzvah boy, most Bar Mitzvah boys do not just go ahead and motzi the sibur in Parsha Zachor. But and also the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Pei Beis Sif Katan Kav Gimel B'Shem the Taz over there writes, not only does the person reading the laning have to be a gadol mamish, but also the person getting the liya. They're also getting the liya, so there's any of the brachos are part and parcel of the daraisa, and therefore only a gadol who's also Yemeli Zekano should only do the brachos also. Okay. Also, what you see a lot is people are very makbid that they should only hear in their havara. Meaning Sfardim should hear in Sfardit, Ashkenazim should hear in Ashkenazis, and everyone should hear another thing. Moroccans should hear like Moroccans, and Taimanim should hear like Taimanims, and all the other different types of Kriyas. Everyone hears their own havara. So that comes from this din because it's the Daraisa. They want to make sure that they are hearing in the right havara. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Alicha Shlomo Perak Yitches Halacha Aleph writes that Meikar Adin, one is Yotzi in every Havara, Svardim, it could be Yotzi with Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim be Yotzi with Svardim, that is Meikar Adin. He says, though, however, since this is a Din Daraisa, one should be Makbid, if possible, to hear it in the correct Havara, in the correct Havara. But he does go on and say, also, Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing, that Meikar Adin, you're Yotzi with any Havara, you don't have to be Makbid to hear Dafkin, your thing. But once again, Rav Shlomo Zalman says one should try and do it, but Mikra then he's Yotzi anyways. And what he does go on to say is that a tzibor should only read it in one way. He does not like the thing that they start doing it in 5-6 different vars for every single person to get their own thing. He said that it's not covered tzibor to do such a thing. He says he never heard of such any minig ever to do such a thing, and he does not like that minig. Al Nera, that the minig has been established recently, especially in Yeshivot, that since there's a mixture of different type of people in the yeshivot, that they read the Parz Zachar in different avars. Okay, women. So the Sefer Achinach Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel writes that women are potter from Sechir Samalek. Okay, they do not have to hear Parz Zachar. But many Achronim are arguing on the Chinach, and they write that women are chayiv and hearing Parz Zachar. L'maisa, there's starting the concept like this, posting will say like this, there's posting will say like this. L'maisa, whatever. The woman, the mother, your mother does, it's fine. If your wife wants to hear it, she doesn't want to hear it, it's her prerogative. Okay, there's poskim nisomach on both sides. Okay, and the last thing over here is Mr. Bro Yudches brings down that there's a chiluk in Girsal. What is the correct way of pronouncing Zayin Kaf Reish in the Torah? It says, Da'at Yeshomer Shetzarechli Kroz Zecher Amalek B'Tzerei, V'Yeshomer Shetzarechli Kroz Zecher Amalek B'Segel. I believe it's Zecher, not Zecher, right?
Zecher and
Zecher. Zecher, right. Over here they have the wrong Nikudos over here. My Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Anyways.
He has
Zecher and Zecher. It's Zecher. It's supposed to say Zecher and Zecher. Okay, those are the two ways of reading it. And Lamaisa, there's different opinions on how much of the pasuk you repeat. Okay, there are those who, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, one can repeat the whole pasuk. He goes back and starts Vahaya again, and he starts the whole pasuk over again, and starts the whole pasuk. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Nevinzel both say not to do that. Rav Nevinzel over here is in Dibur HaMaschil. Is he over here? I don't think he's here. Where is... He's in the back of the krach. He's in the back of the krach from Siv Beis. And Steve Bazy says it. Steve Bazy over here, he says, V'nagu lachzor likorot zecher amalek pam, zecher b'tzeir pam, zecher b'segel. Ad mar zal amar she'efshir gam lachzor mitchilas ha'pasuk. For some of Zalman held, you can go back to the beginning of the pasuk. He says, V'tzarech inlan yas da'iti, Rav Nevinzel does not like this. Why? D'b'zeh kori pasuk she'esh bo shem Hashem, v'pam ha'rishona v'pam ha'shnia be'ofen mishubash. Because one time and for sure, you're going to end up reading Hashem's name in a pasuk with the wrong reading of it. Okay? If you're going to read the whole pasuk again, both ways, one of the times you're reading incorrectly, and therefore, you, from Siv Beis, and therefore you would be losing out. You would be saying Shem Hashem in an incorrect pasuk. Therefore, he says you should only go back on the word. You don't just go back on the word itself, but you go Timchat Zechar Amalek at Zechar Amalek, or Timchat Zechar Amalek Timchat at Zechar Amalek. Either one is fine. Rav Moshe Feinstein said you read from Timchat both times, and that's how you do it.
There's
okay.
No problem with during. There's no problem with, in the middle of a pasuk, breaking up a pasuk. Isn't that also
I guess
a problem?
Not. Yeah. Called pasuk. No, I don't know. That's what Rav Moshe and Rav Demetzel said. Simon Tev Tavrish Peve Dine Tanis Esther. Okay, so Tanis Esther. Okay, let's read the first halacha in Sif Aleph. Bechanukah Purim Motali Not Lisanos Vnei Amachrim and Chanukah Purim. You're allowed to fast before them and after them. That's why we could have Tanis Esther before Purim, because you can fast before Purim. Okay, what is the reason for Tainus Esther? Why do we have Tainus Esther? So I think a lot of people are mistaken because Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rov Rishonim say that it's Lezecha that they fasted the day of the war. The day of the war on Yud Gimel, everyone fasted to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer the Tfilos and he would help them in the war against the Goyim. And that was why the Tfilos were Kabbal. And therefore, we also remember this. This is the Shita of the Shiltas, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh. And therefore, we remember this fasting at the time of the war. Therefore, we fast then. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Sif Kadim Beis. And therefore, we fast to remember this fast. That's Rav Yisrael. The Orchos Chaim does say, though, that it's to remember the three fasts that Esther Amalka was gozer at the time before she went into Achashverosh. However, once again, Rav Yisrael does not hold like that, and they say that the Iker Tainus is for the Milchama. Okay. So, Tainus Esther, we have a couple of kashas on. Because over here we see that there's a couple of dinim that are different over here by Tainus Esther and the other Tainasin. Over number one over here, we're going to see in these days in a moment that over here, when Tainus Esther falls on in Shabbos, we're mocked in the Tainus. We make the Tainus earlier and we put it on to Thursday. But we know that anything that's Puranus, anything that are bad things that happen to Kalizo, we always push off. And therefore, all Tainus is, if it ever falls on Shabbos, if we're going to be put like Tisha B'Av, and it falls on Shabbos, we have Tisha B'Av on Sunday. We don't mock them Puronius. Okay? And also, we see other dinim over here. And we'll get to it in a second. I'll just bring out the Nakuda over here. And all the Poskim write, Rafa'ah told me it's in Harei Kedem, and it's a Dabar Pashut, I think. The Dabar Pashut, the Tainus Esther is different than all other Tainasim. All other Tainasim are remembering something that bad happened to Klal Yisrael, the base of Migdash. Yerushalayim was surrounded. Whatever thing their Avodah Zarah was put in the base of Migdash. Gedalia was killed. All these things are remembering bad things of Klai. So that's where Rafa'ah thing to bring on tshuva and to remembering the bad things. And therefore, all those Tanaisim are bad things. And therefore, we do not have any. We're not allowed to be mocked in it. We have to push it off because we're not mocked in Puranius. We don't bring Puranius there. But Tanis Esther is different. Tanis Esther is a remembering good thing. Rather than that, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. We had a fast. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to our tefillos, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. We're lachin nagu kol Yisrael yisanos be a gimel davar v'nikra Tainus Esther kedei lizkor shaHashem Yisbarach roa v'shomea kol ish beit zaraso. That we're trying to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to us in our time of troubles. Kasher yisanav yeshuva Hashem b'chol levavo. Therefore, it's remembering good things. It's dafka remembering good things, Tainus Esther. Therefore, the din is you can be makdim Tainus Esther to an earlier date. And now we can understand a couple other psakim that we get of Tainus Esther we don't find by other. Over here, Rav Nevitzel brings down also in Dibur HaMaslam Mubros. At the end over there, he brings down someone who cannot fast. Someone who has for other fasts, we tell them to eat bread, eat only healthy things. Eating only healthy things that will help you fast for the rest of the day. But you're not allowed to have chocolate bars, you're not allowed to drink, have sweets and candies. All these things you should stay away from because it's still a tiny spetsim. You just have a heter to eat. But over here by Tainus Esther, once you have a heter to eat, you can go ahead and eat whatever you want. You can eat all day long. You could have sweets. You could have whatever you want. Because over here, once again, it's a fun day. It's a good day. It's a happy day, Batsim. Just the way we're celebrating this happy day is to remember by fasting. But over here, when you're not fasting, you could have enough sweets. Another thing is that a chosin, or shalmazal, bring down by all other fasts, you're not supposed to get married the night before the Tainus. Because it's really the Tainus, we just don't fast also at the night. But Tainus Esther, you can go ahead. You could have a chasna the night of the night of Tainus Esther also. All those are beginning coming from this Nakuda that Tainus Esther is different by all of the fasts. Okay, let's see Beis now. Misanim b'yigimel ba'adar. We fast on Yigimel ba'adar. V'chal Purim b'echa b'shavas ma'kdivin l'sanos b'yom chamishi. We fast on Yigimel ba'adar. And if Purim falls out on Sunday, which means Tainus Esther would fall out on Shabbos, ma'kdivin l'sanos b'yom chamishi. We push it out the fast up to Thursday. We don't want to fast on Friday because you have to get ready for Shabbos. We don't want to go into Shabbos all hungry. For different reasons, we also want to say slichos and tchinos, and we don't have time to do that on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, we put it on to Thursday. V'tanezu eina chova. It is not an obligation. Lachin yesh lahakabo le'et hatzorach. Therefore, one can be mako in the time of need. Kigol mubaros, omenikos, women are pregnant, or they're feeding their babies. Ochola shebo sakana, or they have any sick, they're at all sick. V'afilu rak koevi, and I mean even if only their eyes are hurting them. If you're mitzdar a lot, You do not fast, and you just fast another time. You make up the fast some other time. Aval shar briim, but other healthy people, lo yifrishu min hatzibur, one should not separate himself from the tzibur, and he should fast. V'imchal purim b'yom rishon, if purim falls out on Sunday, shimisanim b'yom chamishi l'shalafanav, and you're pushing off the fast till Thursday before it. L'chal bo bris mila, and you have a bris mila on that day, mutter l'chol ala mila. One could eat at the bris mila, ulmachar b'yom vav yisano achlo. The next day, you go ahead and fast on that Friday. But Maisa, that's not so pashut. We hold that the shar mesubim are do not eat on the fast of the, on the at the bris milo. Only the baal bris and the sandik and people like that eat on that Thursday. On that Thursday, other people not. They make the suda on Thursday night.
That counts like a siyum.
No, siyum will not push off the fast. No. Okay. There's a number of dinner over here. 1 second. Okay, so over here it brings out Mubaros and Minikos, Shembo Sakadu, not fast. Mishnah Bro over here says Mubaros. He says Vidas Admorzal should call Mubaros v'chol Minika lo tisanim v'tanin zu. Nowadays, all women who are pregnant, all women who are nursing, they do not fast in this. V'ner shatama shadmarhu mishum shiyarda chul shuliolam. Nowadays, people are more weak and therefore they not fast. And even more than that, many women don't even fast. And many of the fasts, even when we are a little more healthy, except by Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, but for sure by Tanis Esther, there's much more room to be makel if it's going to make them weak. And also, Rav Nevinson brings down the same halacha that anyone who has ikar din, a reason why they're not fasting, like Mubaros, like pregnant women and nursing women who are similar or sick, nowadays we just say they don't even have to make it up. They don't have to make it up afterwards. They do not have to make up the fast. Okay. Siv Gimel. Yesh misani gimel yomi zeichel l'tanis aser. There are those who are mildly fast for 3 days zeichel l'tanis aser. Once again, this is not recommended so much nowadays that we are a lot more weak than they used to be. They would eat at night. They would eat at night. Not three days. They would eat at night. But, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Okay, they would eat Monday, Thursday, Monday. Page Baha B'Achar Purim, correct. After Purim, they would fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. And then Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, Mishnah Nichnas Arda, Marbi Misimcha, when other comes in, your Marbi Misimcha, Umishesh Lo Dinim Akum Yishba Badr. So it's a Mamash Din in the Gemara, that if someone has a Din, if someone has to go to Beis Din, or to the Goyish courts with the Goyim, the best time to take them to court is when in Adar. The best time to take them to court is going to be a special mazel then, Mishnichlas Adar, Marbim Simcha, and therefore you'll have a special Siyat Deshmai to win the case in that time. But the Iker Din is Rosh Hashanah Zaman, it's to be Sim Mesameach. We have all these other things, Mishnichlas Adar, Marbim Simcha. It's in order to be Marbim Simcha, you should have extra Simcha during Adar. The little Tzarech Ian, they ask on the Mechaber, is why does the Mechaber not bring this down in Shulchan Aruch? He brings down in Siman, I believe, Tav Resh Nun Aleph. Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. That he brings down the opposite Gemara, Mishenichnas Av Mimati Mesimcha. That he brings down in Shulchan Aruch. Over here, Mishenichnas Adar Marbi Mesimcha. The Mechaber leaves out of Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech Ian. Why is that? Okay, we'll take a break now for Mamish 2 minutes.